This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating cardiology consultation on patient Jahi, J-A-H-I, first name Toussaint, T-O-U-S-S-A-I-N-T. The date of birth, June 28, 1977. The date of evaluation, August 31, 2023. The chief complaint, 46-year-old male with shortness of breath. The HBI, the patient is a 46-year-old male who reports 2-year history of shortness of breath, worsened with exertion, period. He has had dyspnea on walking one block or going up a flight of stairs, period. This is described as a tightness, which is relieved at rest. However, shortness of breath is worsened with irritants, i.e. environmental irritants, period. He has had dry cough with rare scant sputum production, period. He is a gardener at UC Berkeley, but has not worked since 2021. His past medical history includes 1, hypertension, next number hyperthyroidism, next number hyperlipidemia, next number asthma, next number norovirus infection, past surgical history, right shoulder arthroscopy, next number bilateral trigger finger release. The medications, amlodipine 10 milligrams one daily, fenofibrate 54 milligrams one daily, methimazole 5 milligrams one daily, gabapentin 600 milligrams one daily, hydroxyzine 25 to 75 milligrams PRN, albuterol PRN, Spiriva BID, Vixella WIXELA BID. The allergies, Compazine results in anxiety and agitation, Tramadol results in vomiting and diarrhea, Morphine results in vomiting. The family history, mother had stage 2 ductal carcinoma, grandfather maternal had prostate cancer, as did an uncle, period. An aunt had hormone receptor positive breast cancer stage 3, a cousin with liver cancer, period. The social history, the patient denies cigarette smoking, alcohol, or drug use. The review of systems, is otherwise unremarkable except for right shoulder, which he reports as having pain. He is status post right shoulder arthroscopy, debridement, and SAD dating to August 2nd, 2023, period. He had been diagnosed with rotator cuff tendonitis and biceps tendonitis, period. The physical examination, blood pressure 129/75, pulse 67, respiratory rate 18. The height 70 inches, weight 191 pounds. In general, he is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. The remainder of the examination is unremarkable. The data review, ECG demonstrates sinus rhythm, 60 beats per minute, non-specific ST elevation, but otherwise unremarkable. The X-rays at NorCal Imaging, dated September 23rd, 2020, reveals no findings of pneumonia, cardiomegaly, heart failure, or acute radiographic abnormality, period. He is status post gunshot wound injury with right hemithorax retained metallic bullet fragments, period. He had been, of note, he had been previously evaluated by Dr. Anthony Jones and felt to have moderate persistent asthma, period. The patient was known to have asthma, period. He is now referred for cardiovascular evaluation, period. On cardiac exam, there are no significant findings, period. He is noted to have well-controlled blood pressure, period. However, given symptoms of dyspnea on exertion and symptoms of chest pain, follow-up treadmill and echocardiogram are recommended. Dr. Rollington Ferguson, ending dictation. Thank you.